Your name?
My name is Candidate Walmart. I'm running for president. First corporation ever to run for president.
When did you announce?
I think we announced December 15th. In the run-up to the Republican debate, we decided that we wanted to, participate in the debates, and so that's why we did that.
So you're a corporate person?
We are the first corporate. I am the first corporation ever to run for president. In the wake of the Citizens United Supreme Court decision, where it said the corporations had the same right as other people, we decided that it only made sense that we should actually have a corporation run for president.
In which political party?
Right now, I'm running in the Republican Party, but if I don't win that, which I will obviously, but just in case, I'll probably run as an independent in the fall.
And that kind of a slap in the face to Democrats. I mean, here in D.C., it's a Democratic city, and yet we're looking at 6 Walmarts coming in. I mean, congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, the reason that we're not running as a Democrat is, it seems like Obama's going to get the nomination. So we figured we'd concentrate our efforts on, where the nomination was open. We're very strategic, obviously, in our, where we go after. But, Democrats are welcome to vote for us, as are Republicans and Independents and Greens and Libertarians and anybody. We'll take anybody's vote.
I guess your chief opponent then would be Mitt Romney. And he said he doesn't care too much about rich people, which must have come as a sting to you.
That's
he also
right.
said he doesn't care too much about poor people, which means your workers.
Well, right. That's right. And the thing is, the thing that I have over Mitt Romney is that not only do I really not care, I actually create poor people every day with my low wages and shoddy benefits. So really, I'm more Republican than any of the candidates. Any of their promises, I can outdo them. Newt Gingrich wants to get rid of child labor laws. I say get rid of all labor laws. You take any one of their promises, I can top it.
Speaking of Newt Gingrich, last time we spoke, you mentioned you were insulted when he called President Barack Obama the food stamp president.
Yes, that's because a large portion of my workforce are actually on public benefits. And so many of them can't afford the basic necessities, which means they have to get on food stamps. So I was insulted because I really am the food stamp corporation, and I could be the food stamp president. It's not Barack Obama, it's me.
How's your campaign going?
I'm out here in the freezing cold, talking to the people. It's going very, very well.
You think campaign contribution limits will be a problem to your expenditures?
Are you kidding me? The Walton family has more money. I mean, oh my God. I'm not even going to answer that. It's so ludicrous.
Talk about your efforts here in D.C. 6 stores coming in, a massive, and including in the region.
Right, well, that's another case of how money really, can get you anything accomplished. We put a lot of money into the political process, a lot of money into different elected officials, the mayor's campaign, and as a result, we're going to open 6 stores in the metro D.C. Area, which I think is a major accomplishment.
Walmart has been accused of using sweatshop labor for some of its products. Is this concerning to you?
I think we ought to be using sweatshop labor for all of our products, personally. I mean, I'm going to find out where we're not using sweatshop labor and change that up, because I want the most efficient, effective, product distribution line that there can be. And you really only get that with, child labor, slave labor, that kind of stuff.
A report out of New York City by the public advocate there said that they shouldn't allow Walmarts to come in, that it would be the Trojan horse of job creation, should not allow Walmarts to come in, because for every 2 jobs created, 3 jobs are destroyed. Your response?
Well, I mean, that really depends on how you define destroy. If by destroy you mean putting small businesses out of business, well, yeah, sure, we do that, but who doesn't? I mean, really, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and you got to just, if you believe in capitalism, you got to believe in our campaign. And, I don't know who this fellow in New York is, but, we plan to open stores there, and we will eventually. So,
any final thoughts you care to share? Candidate Walmart, the first corporate person to run for president of the United States.
Just remember, vote Walmart, vote early, vote often, and always, remember, low prices are awesome. So,
what do you think of unions?
I'm not aware of what that word means, but, I'll check it out sometime.
Thanks.
Thank you.